Good morning.
See, it doesn't.
Whether I say good morning. All I get is. How do I know you guys are awake? Because, you know, there are some people who sleep with their eyes open. So, are you awake? So, moving right along. Okay. How many of you like to play in our river that's right down the street here? How many of you have been down there, though, after a typhoon has come through? Is it a little bit more scary then? Would you go in it?
No.
But what if I said, it's okay, I promise that when you put your feet in that water, it's going to stop flowing? Would you trust me and step into it? Well, let's talk about the Israelites who are in a very similar situation. So after a very long time, the Israelites are finally ready to go into the promised land with one very small problem. The river that they're supposed to cross is not just flowing fast, but it's actually flooded and overflowed all of its banks. And so they can see where they need to go. It's right there. But there are millions of the people that need to cross this river. So do they build a bridge? What about some boats? Do they build some boats? No, God tells them to do the craziest thing. He says, what I want you to do is get the priests and bring the Ark of the Covenant down here to the river. And the ark is the physical representation that God is there with them, and it's going to go across the water first. But it can't go across. It can't go across by itself, right? Someone's got to carry it. So God says, don't worry, this is what's going to happen. So here they are, they're at the edge of the river. And God says, just tell the priest to go ahead and start walking into that river. If you were one of the priests, what would you say? Huh?
Never.
Never? What did God tell you to do it? But guess what? The priests do it. They actually decide, all right, we're going to go through this river. Just to give you an idea, this is what the river looks like. This is the River Jordan when it's flooded. Would you step into it? Why not? God says to go. But the priests decide that yes, we're going to do this, and they start walking into that flooded river. And just like God said, when they walked into the river, it stopped flowing. And the Bible says you could actually see the water starting to stand up, like it was against a wall, up above them. And then it kind of seems like a small, insignificant thing, but the Bible says they walked across on dry ground. But it was just flooded. But for God, that wasn't a problem either, that when the water stopped flowing, the ground became dry. And so then God tells Joshua, get 12 men, one from each tribe, and get a stone out of the middle of this river. And everybody crossed the river, they took those stones, they built a monument, a tower.
その、みんながこう腹を渡り終わったら、そのジェリコの石を石で通す。
Who knows what it's for?
その人は何のためだと
思う? We got the biggest point of you.
何かわかる?
The monument was so that when people looked at it and said, what are those stones stacked up for? They could say it's because God brought us across that river.
それはその石が固まってるのを見て人々がなあの石は何のためって言った時にその神様が人々を川を渡らせてくれた時の話をするため思い出すため。
And many of you know that my family lived through a tornado destroying our house back in 2010.
多くの人が知ってると思いますけど私の家族はトルネードを生き延びたんです。
And so we had a monument of sorts, and that Renee had a poster made with pictures from that tornado. One of those pictures was this, because that's what our house looked like. And we used it as a way to remember how God protected us in the midst of a storm when there was nothing we could do. And that pile of stones did the same for Israel. Help them remember, because we tend to forget God's goodness as humans, so help them remember God was with them and God took them through. So I want to read this verse, Joshua 4:24. That tells us why the monument was there. So if you can read English, let's read. So that all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. So you may think, well, I'm just a kid. What would really be all that hard in my life that God would take us through? But in that instant of our tornado, my children went through that storm with us. So you may never know, you don't know where God is going to take you or what He will bring you through. But as long as you're faithful to walk in the steps that He has told you to do, He will help make sure that you get through that whatever comes your way. And then once you get through those hard times, don't forget to look back and go, yes, God did that when I could not.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day today. Thank you, Lord, that when you ask us to go through things, you don't leave us to go through it alone. Lord, my heart's prayer is that these children will realize at a young age that you are always with them. Lord, I ask that you would turn their hearts to you and they would want to follow you with their whole life. And then God, I ask that you would bring things to their remembrance so they can point back and look at what you have done in their lives. And that they will be able to testify to others of how good you are. Lord, help them to realize that where you ask them to go, you will provide the means to do whatever is asked. Lord, may you use these children to bring glory to you.
Amen. Thank you, kids. Thank you, Mark and Megumi. We invite Papa to come up. This is actually our son-in-law. So, うちの娘、少女、リベカの、旦那さんなんですけれども、沖縄から来ました。He came from Okinawa on Friday. Just to share the message, that was the only reason to share. That was the words that I spoke would you come and preach on today. So he came, to share with you guys.
私の娘のご主人、たまたま今日のためにです、ね、特別に今日のために
はじめまして皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning.
本当にこの場所に立てること嬉しく思います。
It's really such I'm so happy to be here this morning.
沖縄から感謝祭とそしてクリスマスのお祝いをこのところで皆さんにお伝えします。
So came here and just this Thanksgiving so and coming Christmas is coming up so really praise the Lord. Nice to be here with you guys this morning.
いつも沖縄とまた私たち家族のためにお祈りくださりありがとうございます。
Thank you for people who are praying for us in Okinawa.
はい、今日私たちが目を留めた神様からのラブレターにご一緒したいと思います。
Today we just want to look at God's love letter to us, which is written in the Word of God.
マタイによる福音書の8章5節からお読みします。
So we want to read today from the Gospel of Matthew from chapter 8. It's on the overhead.
マタイの8章5節から朗読いたします。
We're going to read from verse 5、
さてイエスがカフェルナウムに入られると一人の百人隊長が近づいてきて懇願し、主よ私のしもべが中部で家に寝込んでひどく苦しんでいますと言った。ならそこでイエスは私が行って癒してあげようと言われた。すると百人隊長は答えた。主よ、私はあなたを自分の屋根の下にお迎えできるようなものではありません。ただ一言おっしゃってください。そうすれば私のしもべは癒されます。私も権威の下にあるものですが、私の下には兵隊がおり、一人に行けと言えば行きますし、他の一人に来いと言えば行きます。また部下にこれをしろと言えばその通りにします。イエスはこれを聞いて感心し、従っていた人々に言われた。はっきり言っておく。イスラエルの中でさえ、私はこれほどの信仰を見たことがない。言っておくがいつか、東や西から大勢の人が来て、天の国でアブラハム、イサク、ヤコブと共に宴会の席に。だが、御国の子らは、外の暗闇に追い出される。それで、泣きわめいて歯ぎしりをするだろう。そして百人隊長に言われた。帰りなさい、あなたが信じた通りになるように。そのその時、しもべの病気は癒された。
So, if you guys read English and you can see the overhead, let's read together, okay? Matthew chapter 8 from verses 5 to 13. When he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, I will come and heal him. But the centurion replied, Lord, I am not worthy.To have you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes. To another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, Truly I say to you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith.I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And to the centurion Jesus said, Go, let it be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Amen.、
ね一言だけなら行きなさいで今日のメッセージ終わったらどうですか
If Jesus said to you, just go,、what would you do? Would you go or not?、
そのところに登場人物は100人の隊長
And so, let's think about who comes into this story. First, there's the、centurion.
しもべ
And there's the servant.
そしてイエス・キリストが選ばれています
And also Jesus.
このところでまず一つのことを考えたいんですが
At first we want to think about one thing.
それは主人と奴隷というこの身分の関係についてです
First, let's think about what kind of relationship does a master have with his servant or with his slave?
当時奴隷は殺されても文句が言えない存在です
So if we think about when Jesus lived, the servant or slave was someone who, no matter what was done to him, he couldn't complain. Even if he was going to be killed, he couldn't utter a word of complaint.
病気になったら捨てられて変えられていく存在です。
So he was someone who, if he got sick, he could just kind of be thrown away like garbage, and he would be replaced.
しかしこの箇所では、百人隊長は自分の奴隷を当たり前のように扱わずに彼に良いことをしようとしました。
But the centurion in this story is different from the normal centurions of that day. He really was taking care of his servant.
そこに百人隊長の自分のしもべに対する愛があります。
So we see, maybe it's not easy for us living today to notice, but we, in this setting, we see the centurion's true love for his servant.
ある哲学者の言葉に、人生は出会いで決まるという言葉があります。
So one philosopher actually said that our life is made up of relationships and who we come to meet.
誰と出会うか。
Who will you come to meet?
何と出会うか。
What kind of circumstances will you come to me?
それで人生は決まるというんですね。
So that's how our life is determined.
今私たちの周りにどんな関係があるでしょうか。
So look around you. What kind of relationships do you have?
どんな出会いがあるでしょうか。
What kind of chance meetings or divine appointments do you have as you meet people in different circumstances?
今日の箇所を見て、自分がどの立場であればどういうことをしてあげるでしょうか。
So let's think about, depends on where we are in our place, then what would happen. Let's think about the people in this story.
世の中には多くの場合でこう関係がありますが、
So there's all sorts of relationships in this world.
その関係というのはこう上下の関係であることが多いと思います。
So one type of relationship is a relationship of someone who is kind of in authority and a relationship with people who are under authority.
例えば売り買いについて考えるときに、
So even if you think about like buying and selling,
ある人にとっては売っていただく。
So one person sells something, don't they?
そしてある人には買っていただく。
So on the other hand, there are people who buy stuff.
まあそこにはこう上下関係のようなものが見えると。
So even in that kind of relationship, we can see the some people have more authority and some people have less.
経営者と従業員。
So one is the person who sells and one is the customer who buys.
まあ学校なら先生と生徒でしょうか。
In another circumstance, we could think of a school and there's teachers and then there's students. Nowadays, I think the students are above the teachers, right?
逆になってる可能性もありますけど。実はですね、その上下という関係だけじゃなくて、こう対等のような関係もあると思うんですね。
So there's not only relationship of people in authority and people under authority, but there's also this more horizontal type of relationship in there.
例えば友情というものは対等だ。
So
友達というか、
right. horizontal. So there's a relationship that's more equal. Relationship with friends.
私は路上でこの人の話を聞くという活動をしてきました。
So, for a long time, I was doing this special ministry of listening to people.
それはですね、上下の関係がないんですよね。
So, when you meet someone that you don't know at all, you don't know who is in authority at all. There's no kind of, relationship higher and lower, but rather it's just your equal.
椅子と看板を持って路上に出て行って
So I just took a chair and I took like a board
話を聞かせてくださいと
And on the board it just said and I just spoke Oh, if you have something that you want someone to listen to you, I'll listen to you. So there's lots of people who took a chair, sat down next to me and just talked with me. Perfect strangers. So of course I didn't receive any money. And of course I didn't pay any money for them to talk to me. So we just started the relationship by just right there at that moment. So it was really equal. So most of the time, almost always, when they finished, the person would say to me, why are you doing this? So many of them said, I never had someone who would actually sit and just listen to me. So when I think about a relationship that's on an equal level, this is what I think. When I think that unless I have received something, I have nothing to give. So it might be I don't have any money in my hand to give, but I have time. I have time also that people receive time from someone else. And if we think about it, much more than money, time is our life, isn't it? Our life is made up of time, isn't it? So when I listened to people's stories, I really felt a bond and a connection of sharing time together, so we were sharing life together. So unless you have that kind of equal relationship with someone, then you can't relate to someone in that kind of way. In today's Bible passage, the centurion wanted to do something for his servant. So it wasn't really an equal relationship, but he made it one.
So
what did Jesus say in response? He said, oh, I'll go and I will heal your servant. But there's one other point that I want to take home with you from this passage. Notice that the centurion said to Jesus, no, no, don't come to my house. Why was that? Jesus offered, but the centurion said, no. Was it that he didn't want Jesus to come to his house? If you think about the time of this story when Jesus lived, it was a time that the Jewish people didn't go to a Roman soldier's house. One of the problems that we have when we look at the Bible, people of Israel were God's chosen people, so they were loved by God. They had a relationship with God. But there were also people so-called Gentiles who everybody else, just the Jewish people, had a relationship with God, and everybody else didn't know the Creator, living God. And the problem was that there was this huge, thick wall between the Israelites, the Jewish people, and everybody else. So it was so different from where we are here this morning. People from all sorts of nationality and races are here joined together to worship God. The time when Jesus lived was so different. So if we think about if there was something that somebody that was going to give their life for us,
それは本当にこの
小さな問題です。
その間にあるためについて。
Difference is small if with the other.
Yeah. So, 今、現在の
当時です。
Yes, so for Jesus, from Jesus' eyes, that wall that was separating the different types of people wasn't a big thing. Jesus saw that our life was so much more important than the group that we're in. So Jesus went to different places and he wanted to show God's love to those people. So if there was something that Jesus, the person couldn't come to Jesus, Jesus was willing to go to them.
もしかしたら今朝私のように今一番イエス様から愛を示されるそのふさわしくないと思うようなそういう方のところに今朝のイエス様は訪れてくださる。
So perhaps for us today it would be something like there's someone that really in our minds think they don't deserve God's love at all. Maybe God wants to send you to that person.
必要な言葉を必ずくださいます。
God himself will give each of us the need, our need.
今日の箇所で一番注目したいことを今からお話します。
So now I want to focus on one more important place, the most important place in this passage.
ですから13節を見るときに、
If we look at verses 8 to 13,
たくさんの常識が書かれています。
There's all sorts of details about the circumstance.
人々はイエス様に会いたくてそこに行きました。
So the people wanted to meet Jesus and they came to him.
もしイエス様が癒してくれるなら、癒してほしい、治してほしいと。
And they wanted Jesus to heal.
ですよね。
Wasn't that the situation that we're reading?
そこに集まった人々たちの常識ですよね。
So that was the expectation of the people that were gathered.
しかもその中でも特別な身分やそして階級の人がそれを先に受けられるとみんな考えました。
But the people that were gathered thought, oh, these some people will receive before others because some people are more important than others. That was the kind of thinking they had.
みんな身分やそしてその権威に、権威を本当に考えていました。
So they thought about who had the most authority, who had the right to, who was higher or lower in that society.
ではこの箇所の非常識なことは何でしょうか。
So if that's the common sense, the type of thinking of this time, then what was out of common sense?
言葉があれば十分だっていうんですよね。
One thing is that if Jesus says a word, then that's enough.
そして百人隊長はそれをそのイエス様がそれはできると信じたんです。
And the centurion was the one who believed that. He was the one who believed that if Jesus said the word, then it would be enough.
しかも奇跡はどこで起きましたか。
And if we think about where was did the miracle happen,
その場所じゃなくて、
it wasn't where Jesus was, it wasn't where the centurion was, but rather,
しもべがいたそのところで、
it was where the servant was, far away.
すごいこうはっきりしていることは、
so something that we can understand clearly from this passage,
この場所で起こったことは、
so what happened, the miracle that happened here,
それは天の父がこのことが起こるということを許されて、
was that God himself, Father, Creator God himself, allowed for this to happen.
イエス様はそこに使わします。
And he sent Jesus and he used Jesus at this time.
彼が命じた言葉によって、
And if God commanded and if Jesus commanded,
彼がいない場所で不思議なことが起きました。
And a miracle happened where he, in a place that, where he wasn't.
今日の聖書の箇所から私たちは何を学ぶことができるか。
So what is, can we today learn from this passage?
その一番目は、
So the first thing is,
今日書かれているようにこの聖書のこの読める言葉から学ぶことができますが、
So the first thing is that actually what's actually written in the Word of God, in the Bible.
聖書の命令はどんなものなんでしょうか。
So we have to think about what kind of commands are written in the Word of God. So in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Bible, we could say the Ten Commandments.
創世記の最初の聖書箇所であれば、
And even in the very first chapter of the Bible, there's a command.
人間に産んで増えて、そして地を支配しなさいと言われましたが、
Command to Adam and even God says to command them. He said, "Be fruitful and multiply and inhabit the earth and rule over all the earth."
私たちに良い管理人になりなさいと命じられました。
And God commands them to be good stewards of the earth as you inhabit the earth.
新約聖書の中ではどんな命令があるんで
しょう? How about in the New Testament? Can we think of something?
立法の中でどの戒めが大切なんでしょう?
So what is important? What does Jesus say is important of the commandments?
それは心を尽くして、精神を尽くして、思いを尽くして、主なるあなたの神を愛すること。
So the first thing that Jesus says is that love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy strength.
そして自分を愛するようにあなたの隣人を愛すること。
And the second one which is like it isAs you love yourself, so love your neighbor. Everybody remembers that? Yes?
もう一つありますよ。
There's one more.
それは、あなた方が出て行って、すべての国民を弟子として、父、子と聖霊の名によってバプテスマを授け、彼らに命じておいたことを一切守るように。言われました。
Another command is written in Matthew 28, and it says that, go out and preach the gospel into all nations and in my name to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and to teach them all that I have commanded.
今言ったような言葉と命令は
So if we think about these commands
聖書の中に書かれている
So these commands are all commands that are specifically written in the Word of God, aren't they?
読み返すことができます
So we can read them again and again
もう一種類違う言葉があると思う。
But there's another type of command.
それは読めない言葉です。
That's the command that we can't actually read in the Bible.
聞けない言葉です。
It's a command that we might not hear with the ears of our body.
時々私たちにそれがやってきます。
And sometimes those are the commands that we need to follow.
僕はそれを沈黙だと思っています。
We might say that those are the commands that we learn from God's silence.
日本語で説明してもちょっとおかしくなるんですけど。
If we explain in Japanese, it might be a little bit strange, but just listen.
神様は沈黙を通して語られることがある。
So we might say it like this: that God sometimes communicates us through silence.
そう感じることありますか?
So do you ever experience that?
言葉が欲しいと思う。
Maybe you're praying, oh God, lead me, give me a word.
何度聖書を開いても。
Maybe you open your Bibles and you're reading your Bibles for God to lead you.
直接言葉が与えられない時が。
But you're sure that none of those words that are written are for the particular situation that you're in.
でもその沈黙の中から。
But from God's silence.
神様答えてくださることがあると思う。
There are times.God answers. Amen.
皆さん体験してると思います。
Have you ever experienced that? I think that you probably have.
書かれている命令に対してそれに従うイエスかノーかという答えだけではなくて。
So there are times when we have to respond to the commands that are written and we can respond clearly, yes or no. But these other commands, these commands of God's silence, then what?
答えられないような時に
So there are times when we really cannot respond so clearly.
神様答えをくださる。
And even when we are searching for this clear word, still God answers through the silence.
イエス様のゲッセマネの祈りはどういうものか。
So let's remember for a moment about Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane.
杯が十字架にかかることがあって
So there wasJesus knew that he had the cup before him. The cup he had to drink was the cup of the cross, the cup of being crucified on the cross.
飲まないではなくて
And God, Jesus prayed, Oh, Lord, please let this cup pass from me so that I don't have to drink it.
私の思いではなくてあなたの御心がなるようにと祈られました
But he continued and he prayed, But Father, not my willBut rather, your will.
神様、お語りになる、また、 沈黙の中で教えてくださる言葉があると思います。
So there are times when God answers us through the silence.
それでもわからないような弱さを覚えるときに。
So there are times when we just don't know what to do, aren't there?
主はいつもご一緒してくださって。
But we can hold on to the promise that God will always be with us.
こう祈ってください。